Hi, it's Diane, and I'm very excited for my new book, Daily Meditations for Visionary Leaders. Check it out on my website, visionsapplied.com/meditation. Now, on with the show.
If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hello, friends. It's Diane again. And welcome to Someone Gets Me. Today we have an episode that I've been thinking about for a while and have answered some questions regarding this topic recently. The name of today's episode is, As You Transcend, Be Sure to Include. And this has to do with when we decide to make changes in our life, whether we do it on purpose or somebody suggests them, or maybe we just innocently start doing changes and realize later how important they are. Because as human beings, learning is so important. And learning is something we're all always doing. That's why I teach retreats. That's why I work with people individually and write my books. And that's why you even are listening to this podcast. Because all of us are always learning, at least the way I see it. And I don't think learning has to be very formal or like in a classroom setting all the time. Sometimes the best classroom, if you will, or learning environment is our own life, day to day, interaction to interaction, situation to situation. Sometimes that's where I learn the most. And that's also one of the places I suggest to my clients to really pay attention, because our world is all surrounded with opportunity to learn. Now, the reason why I say transcend and include is because lately I've been hearing people say, well, I'm learning this new thing so I don't have to do the old anymore. Or now I'm doing this and so everything else is kind of bad or old or irrelevant. Well, I want to say that it's not irrelevant, first of all, because without that previous thing or information or way of being, you wouldn't have been poised to receive the new information or way of being. So not all things need to be thrown out. Now, we might choose not to engage in them anymore or live a new way, but that doesn't make them unimportant, and it doesn't mean they get to leave, because if we pull that piece out of the puzzle, then the puzzle's not complete, is it? Even if we add the new one. So including where we've been and what we've done and all of our life experience into our woven history, if you will, the tapestry of our lives, allows us to have more depth and richness and goodness as we transcend where we are into something new and better and greater, but without forgetting or without ripping holes in our history. And I think that that's a really important thing when people have things they regret or things that they wish didn't happen, maybe. And we want to forget them, or we want to pretend like it's not there, or we want to move on, if you will, without acknowledging what happened. And that creates all kinds of problems for us, and it doesn't work very well. I have a couple examples that have happened recently around me. One was in my own life, and the other one was around me, but it's the same types of things. One is, I take these quilting and sewing classes, and I love them. And I just learned how to quilt and do some of these things and use this amazing technology of the sewing machine I bought with a computer in it and everything recently, not very long at all. And I know how to sew. I learned how to sew when I was younger. My mother actually taught me, but I hadn't sewn in a long time, and I had never made a quilt or never had to be concerned with piecing things exactly perfectly and all of these things and learning these systems. And so I've only been able to do it and have fun because I believe in having a beginner's mind. And even with all the knowledge I have and all the skill set I have in the world,
I don't know very much about this at all. And I keep learning. And every time I take a class or every time I'm with my friend who does it way better than me, I think, oh my gosh, I'm never learning anything, even though I know I am. Sometimes it triggers that old belief of you'll never get this or what's wrong with you or whatever. Even though I've transcended those, I don't believe those things anymore. And I don't live in that world. And if in a sewing class something happens that triggers that old way, those old emotions can come up. And so the way I transcend them is to remind myself of who I am and where I am and give myself a little TLC, right? So without including my history in my world, when these emotions come up that aren't exactly current and they are not something that I would say about me today, when they come up, if I don't acknowledge them as part of my history and I try to pretend like they're not there or avoid them, or worse yet, think I actually have to forget them because that's crazy, then I create more problems for myself. Whereas what I do instead is, that was part of my history. Maybe share it with somebody or not, and then see how I'm different and what's happened and changed, and honor the process while still honoring my own journey. And then that way, I receive the healing and I feel better about myself and I can live in the current moment without having history haunt me and upset me. So I've transcended and included my life's journey as I learn this new thing, this new leisure skill activity with people who know way more than I do. You know, and I laughed just the other day because I know a lot of things and I'm typically one of the experts or people in the know in my circles, even though sometimes I just want to be a student. And in this environment, I'm just the student. I am one of the people in the least know. Nobody looks to me for answers because I don't have a clue what they are. It's refreshing in a way, and it's also kind of nerve-wracking in a way. Like, wait a second here, I have no idea what I'm doing. But yet my things come out pretty, and I like them. Are they as beautiful and perfect as the award winners? Absolutely not. But they're fun, and I learned neat things in the process of it. And I'm transcending my old way, and I'm including the old way in my learnings and my lessons. So that's just an example from my recent life regarding my quilting and sewing classes and my adventure with that. That seems like a little thing in life, but sometimes it's those little things that can teach us amazing, bigger lessons. Just like piecing all the things and making everything match. Those are a big deal. Think about our own life. Do all your pieces of your life join together in a beautiful way? Are all the seams and joints and interfaces and intersections of your life coordinating and matching in a way that is beautiful? Or is it all mismatched or maybe has holes in it? So there's so many different ways to use the analogy, you know, and one of the people who teaches me was laughing one day and he goes, only in this quilting do you take a perfectly good piece of fabric and cut it up to make something out of it. And it's true. We cut up all this beautiful fabric and make something even more beautiful with all the little pieces. But before we can make the even more beautiful thing, we have to be willing to cut up and take apart something that's already appears to be whole and complete to put it with other things to make something greater. And so we have to be willing to transcend where we are, yet include where we are and what we've learned as we move forward, not deny it or pretend like it's not there or say it's irrelevant, because I don't think it is. Another example of how to transcend and include is when we learn a new thing about life. A lot of the clients I work with are on a journey of learning things, and I'm sure you're on a journey of learning things. We learn all kinds of things, whether it's in our spiritual development by meditating and being more connected to who we are and our inner presence. You're learning that every day, right? Or maybe you're learning about your emotional self, what things bring you joy and what things maybe bring you sorrow, and how to emotionally navigate your world. Or maybe you're learning things intellectually in school or in work or just in general. There's so many ways to learn and transcend where we are in our world today, whether it's a podcast like this one, or a YouTube channel, or a book, or an audiobook, or a movie, right? Or a conversation with somebody who knows greater, or taking a class. There are as many different ways to learn as there are opportunities and people, I think, because we all do it a little different. I like to learn visually with a little bit of auditory with it too, because visual and auditory together for me really work. Some people don't like the auditory. Some people don't like the visual. Some people are more hooked than I am. We're all different. Our brains want us to think we're the same, but we're not. We're all different. So when we're learning something new, we have to learn how to transcend and include. In order to embrace the new information, we have to be willing to let go of the paradigm, the box that we're seeing current things in, so we can expand into a greater box. But like I just said, the box expands. So it includes the journey, what you've already know, what you've already learned, and adds to it. Common mistake people make is they think they have to destroy what they already know, and then what's new is all there is, without all the other information that made the box and made the paradigm and made your reality to start with. Now, that doesn't mean you use it the same every day, but in order to transcend and transform, it's important to remember to include along the way. Where it fits in the new way may not be primary. So for example, I'm helping a friend right now, and I'm helping her edit her book. I love to write, and I love to edit, and I love to read. And even more importantly, for this example, I love learning new things. I love expanding who I am and what I understand, and I am naturally very curious. Now, when I was very, very young, that curiosity was stifled in me from family situations, and I shut it down for a long time, but it was always bubbling in there. I kind of kept it hidden. Well, now in my world, with those history things still in my world, but yet healed, they don't control me anymore. I love to learn new things. And if given the opportunity to learn or repeat, you know, or just hang out in familiar territory, I will take the learning every day. I love it, love it, love it. And so when she said, "Do you want to read part of my book?" before it was published, I said, "Sure." So she sent over a couple chapters. I read it, and it was wonderful. And it was information that I had a lot of knowledge about, but there was a whole different view of looking at it. It was kind of like shining a spotlight on a different part of topics that I already knew a lot about and had a lot of understanding in. And it was refreshing because I got it, I understood it, I speak the same language in a different way, same but different. And I was so excited. And then, of course, along with that, my editor brain, the part of me that's always reading to make sure that the sentence structure is correct and the grammar is correct and the words go together properly, noticed a little typo and another little sentence that ended in a preposition, which drives me bananas, and things like that that would have been easily overlooked or even by an editor not seen. Because even in my own material, I'll find mistakes later that nobody caught because us, you know, humans aren't perfect, and it's perfectly fine. And so I debated, do I tell her? Do I say anything? Because this person is, in my mind, you know, really well known and really skilled and knowledgeable. And she didn't ask me to edit it. She just wondered if I wanted to read it. And I wasn't really editing, but I did notice those things. So what do you do, right? So I highlighted it and sent it back, and I told her how wonderful it was. And then I wrote, "P.S. My editor and me came out. You might want to look at this." It was only two or three things. It wasn't big at all. Well, I felt a little nervous, but I also have a belief that if you don't share with somebody what you honestly see, they never have a choice or a chance to make a decision about it. It's not like I changed the content or changed anything. She didn't have to even listen to me. So I felt good the fact that I kept my integrity in being a helpful person. And what happened as a result of that was the request for me to edit the whole book. because she saw that I saw things that other people who said they would edit for her had did not see. And that made me feel really good. You know, I was like, wow, somebody sees something in me and a skill in me that I have, but not a lot of people notice. And she wanted more of it. In order for me to embrace that, I have to be willing to transcend what I think I know, including what I know, and be willing to make things bigger, like a flower opening up or anything that gets larger. It takes the volume of the smaller to keep out the energy. So I'm working on the book and I'm learning all kinds of great things. So I'm transcending my own knowledge by reading and learning and dialoguing with her about it. And I'm also passing that information on and sharing some of the lessons I'm learning about myself. And I can also see some of my clients in it so that all of us get a benefit, which is her goal. She wants people to be benefited by it. And so it's not even out yet and there's benefit already happening. I'm willing to transcend what I know in order to share more. And she's willing to transcend what she knows and allow greater, amazing possibilities to happen. So we both are transcending and including. And those are just a couple examples. They happen every day all around me. I'm always learning something new, and I like to honor where I am and then move forward. So take a second and just think about your life, just for a minute, and think about some of the things you're curious about or you like to learn about. Or maybe there's something you want to change because you're hurting, or there's some sorrow, or you're afraid, and the kind of staticky feelings, some people call them negative feelings, don't feel so hot and you want something different. That's another way to transcend, include, to be willing to outgrow the limiting beliefs or the limiting energy. So think about it. Just think about that for a minute. Is there a part of your life that you're either currently growing in or you want to grow in? Now, check your ego, check your thinking for a second. Is it trying to get you to drop the old way like a hot potato and pretend like it didn't exist? Or is it maybe trying to hold on to it and have it be the same, you know, the same but different, not actually transcend and include, but just be the same, stay status quo? What is your inner dialogue saying? Are you curious? Are you asking questions to learn more and expand? Are you being the student in your own life? Or are you trying to play master and wondering why things aren't going so well? See, though we have the power to create our world with our words and the way we act and everything, we also are students of it at the same time. So what I've learned in my life is when I pay attention to what I'm thinking, feeling, and doing, saying, and the result of it, I have the choice then to make any alterations I'd like in order to create something new. Now, I have to be aware of delayed gratification issues and wanting everything to happen right now. Like, I'll think something new right now, and then in 30 seconds or an hour or maybe 2 hours, I expect the whole world to be different, because that's not how it works. We can have an epiphany on a spiritual level or emotional level, and the human physical form and the dense world around us, it takes a little longer for it to show up. It also takes consistency. And so if we're not being consistent, then it's not going to show up in the way we would like. So remember that your universe is expanding. It's always expanding. Our universe is always expanding. When we have the decision, we live in an always transforming and transcending and expanding way, we become more aligned with our universe in general, right? So if you're trying to keep your way all controlled by fear and in a little tiny box, by definition, you're out of alignment with the universe, because the universe is always expanding. It's always becoming more complex and more diverse. There's always more. There is an ongoing movement to get greater and bigger and expand. So to the extent that we as humans hold on to the old way, or we hold on to things out of fear, like judgment, like this is the way we always did it, so this is the only way to do it, right? It doesn't mean it's the wrong way, but we need to be open in case there's something to add or change. Too often people get polarized. It's the old way and we all should go back to the old way, or the old way sucks, it's terrible, and we're going to go into the new way and we take care of the old way, just sweep it away. Well, both of those polar opposites are equally guilty of the problem. Neither of those are the answer. Holding on to the old like that, that's all there is, that's not the answer, because the universe is expanding and growing and we're expected to do that too. But jumping over here to the grow, 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 transcend, you know, the world is a place to outgrow, whatever that means, then that's equally guilty, because that's denying the road, it's denying history, it's denying the beauty of the fabric that got us to where we are. And yes, some of the fabric of our own lives and of this world isn't as beautiful as it could be. Some of it even clashes. Some people did not have an eye for color or anything if they were making this quilt and this fabric. Oh no, it's ugly, right? And it's part of it. It's part of the lesson. It's difficult to imagine something more beautiful and to see something more aligned and beautiful without having a good understanding of what isn't. It's impossible to really know. Now, spiritually we can know, but humanly, I don't know. I don't think so. I think that all of it serves a good purpose. So when I see people saying to throw away the old and pretend like it wasn't there and only live in the new, they're in a dangerous, precarious place, because it was the lessons of the old that poised them to be able to walk into the new. It was those lessons of the old thing that poised you to get to the new place. So if your life didn't have the old thing or the situation you're going through right now that you're trying not to be in, without those lessons, the new isn't possible. It's just not possible. So when I see all the arguments in the world and all the fighting and all the discord because of the people trying to hold on and the people trying to pretend like it never existed, both people are in error. Both of them, in my view, are missing the point. The point is honoring, including our history, not giving it power anymore as we transcend, putting it in its rightful place, part of history, and choosing then to choose something different, because of our understanding and our awareness built upon the lessons from that history. So to try to pretend like it's not there doesn't get me anywhere. It applies in simple things like my sewing. My history is I know how to cut things. I know how to make things. I know how to operate a basic sewing machine. That's in my history from 40 years ago. But when I bought a brand new machine after having not sewn for a while, and it's computerized, and it's got all these fancy things I never even heard of, then I had to be willing to transcend my old way to learn the new. But without the old lessons, I wouldn't have been able to even operate this machine. I needed that. I needed the old, limiting, not so currently useful content in my mind and ability in order to fully embrace the new. If I didn't have the old, I wouldn't be able to embrace the new. I would have to start somewhere, but it wouldn't be where I was. Couldn't be, because I didn't have the old. Same thing in our understanding spiritually. Same thing in our understanding mentally or emotionally about anything. Whatever we're learning, whatever it is you are learning right now today, whether it's in school or at work or anything, is predicated on your history, on what you've learned, on your autobiography. As messy as parts of it are, as clashing as part of it are, as beautiful and amazing and soft and cuddly as part of it is, doesn't matter. Without the history, you can't evolve in the way you want. It's important to honor it. That doesn't mean we have to stay there. No, there's stuff in my history. I don't want to stay there. But if it wasn't in my history, I wouldn't be able to appreciate my life today as it is. And it all, you know, for me anyway, carries energy in the memory of it. And so whatever memory you keep repeating in your head, you keep creating that energy more and more. And so sometimes staying stuck on the toxic or negative or heavy or pain, guilty, kind of nasty energy that we all have, staying stuck there makes it bigger. So sometimes the traditional way of helping people, whatever that means, is let's talk about the problem over and over and over and obsess on it and tell you everything that's wrong with you. Well, I've been helping people for a lot of years, and what I've learned a long time ago, many years ago, is that you know your life better than anyone else. You already know what the issues are, and you already know what the problems are, whether you're admitting to it or not, you know. And whether you can talk about it or not, you know what the problems are. I don't need to tell you the problem. That's ridiculous. But what I can do is shine light for you on your path so you can see solutions. And if we talk about possibilities and we talk about solutions that can be built upon the painful lessons and the mess that was previously created, we can create beauty. But if I sit with you in the conspiring misery of whatever it is and just stay there and stay there and stay there and stay there, and every time you see me, all we're doing is talking about what's wrong. First of all, you won't want to see me anymore because it's too painful. And second of all, it won't get you anywhere because everything we think about keeps the energy moving. And if the only thing you're talking about and working on is what's wrong with you, then that's where the energy continues to go, and it reinforces the lie. Because even on your worst day, and even with all of the problems you've created for yourself over your life, big and little, your essence is beautiful. Your essence is a very high, beautiful light. All that other stuff is just dirt we've thrown on the light, veils we've put over it. And so it's our chance as we grow to take the veil off. That's our opportunity. That's what it is for us to do. So your memories carry energy and they carry the power. Think about a really happy childhood memory. I think about going to my grandmother's house and the cookies she would make. Ooh, they smelled so good. And even when I make the same cookies, they don't smell the same because they weren't at grandma's house. Or you could think about an event that maybe was painful or one that was fearful. And when you think of it again, it makes that feeling show right back up, right? The energy shows right back up. So the way to not have that energy have so much power is to think on those things that are transcendent of it, that are elevated above it. It doesn't mean that memory goes away. It doesn't mean you forget it. It means it no longer has power. So you know you've healed something when that thing, that memory, that event, that situation no longer has power in your life. It does not mean that it's forgotten. And so our road of transcending and including things requires us to begin to become more aware and to begin to keep moving forward, honoring our journey, not trying to forget it or put it down, but also not staying stuck in it. Because yeah, I have people that I say they wear the victim badge, right? They had a bad thing happen to them or they did a bad thing, you know, and they wear it like a badge for the rest of their life. Well, it's an event, yes. And yes, maybe it was a big deal, sure. But do you want to live there forever? Or would you rather say, you know something? I was in this really deep, dark place and now I'm not. And I'm not because I'm choosing not to be. And I'm shifting the energy in the internal dialogue and the way I'm seeing things. We can transcend and include. That doesn't mean we get to wear the victim badge anymore. But that doesn't also mean that we have forgotten or that it's any way less impactful. Because sometimes those of us who've been through really big situations and challenges can, if we choose, get a great deal of wisdom and lessons out of it so that we can then be that beneficial presence and share with others. But we have to be willing to be in that role. And we have to be willing to let go of the story of the transgression and hold on to it and keep perpetuating it. I have several clients who fight with a lot of depression and anxiety, and 99% of it is they keep rehearsing old news over and over and over, thereby making it not only current, but making it bigger. And only they can change the way they are thinking. Only they can change what they're putting in their mind. But if I'm going to constantly look at the darkness all the time, and that's all I think about, and I'm unwilling, you heard me, unwilling to make a mental change and to be open to new possibilities, then I have no one to blame other than myself for my darkness and my sickness. Nobody outside of me can fix me. You know, and we live in a culture that says somebody outside of us is going to fix us. That's not the case either. The person outside of us can only create an intervention to help you hopefully wake up to your own responsibility. That's how we transcend and include our history moving forward. There's a lot of things that have happened to me and a lot of things that I've done that I go, oh, wow, that was bad decision. Ooh, I don't sit there though. I go, okay, well, made some mistakes. Let's keep going. Let's use those lessons to help other people and help myself. It's important to remember that whatever we're thinking about has energy, and that energy affects all of us. A lot of fear energy affects your kidneys. A lot of anger energy affects your liver. I mean, all these things are researched everywhere, because people have known for millennia that what we think about creates our body and affects our body. So if you're right fighting, like looking for what's right or wrong, or you're in that place where you're holding on to the old hurts, I want to encourage you to maybe shed some light and allow yourself to hold on to the new love and kindness and generosity, to maybe the compassion of yourself and others for your journey. Messy as it might have been, and messy as it might be right this moment, there's always other choices. There's always expansion. There's always something you can do to benefit yourself. So as you ask better questions and you shift your thinking a bit, you're then able to shift your life in a way that works for you, maybe more effectively. And so instead of saying this is right or this is wrong, or asking questions like what's wrong with this, or who said you could do that, things like that that have underlying meaning and judgment, you could ask yourself, even if you're in the middle of doing behavior you wish you weren't, like an addiction, any addiction. My definition of addiction is that we can't get enough of what we don't want. So some people have food addictions or fear addictions or anger addictions, or they're addicted to anxiety or drugs or alcohol. In every one of those cases, that person will tell you they can't get enough of what they don't want. And if they don't make a change, it'll kill them. And they know that. Some people give up. Some people don't want to give up, but don't know any different. So I'm suggesting that you ask a different question. And you start with the question, how is this serving me? Because human beings only get and only do what we get rewarded for. So as we do things, the more reward we get for them, then the more we do it. So somewhere along the line, the things that we're doing or feeling have served us. Now, that doesn't mean they're serving us now, but they've served us. Sometimes if you're in a tremendous amount of emotional pain and nobody around you can help you with it, and you don't know what to do and you feel alone, and then you get drunk or you eat a lot of ice cream or whatever it is, and it numbs the feeling, then you learn behaviorally that this thing, this substance, relieved the pain. So you probably get involved with the substance more than you need to get rid of the pain. So now I suggest it's time to let yourself heal the pain instead of numbing it. Because eventually, whatever numbing agent you're using isn't going to work anymore. You'll have to do something more. It's much more noble and responsible to deal with the pain and let it be part of your fabric, but let it not rip holes in you any longer. And then maybe after you ask, how is it serving, you can begin to ask questions about ways you can transcend the pain maybe that you're in, or the grief you're in, or the fear you have, depression, anxiety, or maybe transcend overthinking or right fighting, always having to know the answers. And start saying, okay, what is it that can happen now differently? How can I move forward? How can I have a better life, right? How can I? Blank, 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 whatever. And so as we learn these new questions and we ask better questions, we get better answers. That's how it works. One step at a time, one change at a time. So as I go about the rest of my day today, I will be asking myself more effective questions. So as you go about yourself and your life, and you look within and you look without, realize that everything in your world has been impacted and created by your thinking and your actions and your words. So if there's any part of your life right now that you think, I think I'd like a little different, you can start right now. You can start right this moment during this podcast, shifting what you're thinking about so that you can transcend the spot you're in you'd like to change, including it in your history and taking away its power by creating something new. So in my friend's book I mentioned, she has a lot of information in there I don't know yet. And as I was reading to edit, I noted for myself things to go back to and meditate on and learn more about, and things to ask her about so she can teach me. That's the way I'm going to transcend and include for my world. And then everyone around me gets the benefit, right? So what is something that you can do today to add knowledge or skill or ability, or to honor experience in your life that will move you forward in a way that serves you? What would that be? Think about it for just a minute. Because we become irrational and we do crazy things when our needs aren't getting met or we're afraid they won't be met. Yet we live in a friendly universe that wants to meet our needs. Sometimes you might stop the good from coming to you by what you're thinking. It's kind of like playing a song with the bass up really loud and the subwoofers boom, 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 and shaking everything. And you're wondering why you can't hear the high notes, the beauty of the high spiritual angelic notes. You can't hear them because the bass low vibration is so overwhelming. So maybe go into your equalizer of your mind and crank down the bass a bit and up the treble and the high notes. Could be the same song with a completely different vibe and a completely different feel just by mixing it up a bit. So I'll leave you on that note. It's important as you honor who you are as this amazing, bright, talented person, as this person that you are with good ideas and a yearning, that all parts of you are meant to grow and transcend and move forward and expand into this universe. That's what you're here to do. I see it in you. It's important that you remember to include all of who you are and all of your experiences so that you then can be free. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. Be sure to transcend and include so that you can be more free and more alive. Thank you for spending this time with me. It's been a real honor sharing some of my ideas, and I really hope that you have benefited and that you're grateful. But most importantly, go use them. I'd really love to hear from you, and you can tell me how some of these ideas have impacted you, whether you agree with me or don't agree with me. It's not about that. It's about us thinking. So shoot me an email and let me know what you think. And if you have any topics you'd like me to talk about or a person you'd like me to interview on the show, send me that too. Because my goal is to be here to serve you. And without your input, I'm just going off my intuition, which is pretty good. I have good intuition. And it's also nice that if you have something that you would like specifically, I'm here to serve you in whatever way I can. So until the next episode, remember that as you keep your face to the sun, the shadows fall behind you. And the most important thing in the world right now for you is you. Open your heart and open your mind and allow your own inner goodness to show up. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.